Margaret asked me to do this one.
All right, I'll lay right here. Amen.
This old house I'm living in, needing repair. The windows and the doors, they don't keep out the cold. Gonna take some when I get tired, but all I've been getting lately's leaving on my mind. Lately, I got leaving on my mind. Seems that's all. Love
Song number 67 says, "Oh, I want to be ready." Listen, if you're not ready this morning, we're going to ask Brother Keith to come up here and share with us what the Lord's put upon his heart. I'm looking forward to hearing what the Lord's put upon his heart. Hear my brother preach. What we got? Got somebody want to sing? Hold on just a second, Brother Keith. We got a young man here wanting to sing. Come on up here, Brother Luke. I thought you said you didn't bring your guitar. You going to sing a cappella? Well, you come on, brother. Amen. Yes, it does.
For the Bible tells
yes, it does.
Me so little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
Woo!
Yes,
bring it, brother.
Jesus loves me.
Bring it loud.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes.
and why, brother.
For the Bible tells me so.
Amen. I bless you, brother Luke. You got another?
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, brown, black, and white. They are
yes,
precious to his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all children. All the children of the world.
Amen.
Red, yellow, brown, black, and white. They are precious to his sight. Jesus loves the little children.
That's
for all the children of the world.
Amen. I bless you,
Lord. B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E Bible.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Luke. Again, let me welcome Brother Keith here with us this morning. Like I said, I've never heard him preach. I'll say this about preaching, and please listen to me. My pastor told me this, done me a lot of good. He said, preaching kind of like eating watermelon. He said, well, eat what you can, spit the rest out. There's good in all of it. Amen? But I'll tell you one thing. Anybody preaches Jesus, and I'll tell you right now, I love him off the bat for that. But I'll tell you what the Bible said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. With all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, be turned from the truth to fables, and God shows the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I thank God for preachers. You come on, Brother Keith. God bless you, brother. We got your bottle of water here. I never did even open it. It's sitting there waiting on you. This little recorder right here, you don't have to be that close to it. I don't know how it does it. But I'm not kidding you. That little old thing there will record anything in this room. God bless you, sir. Good to have you, brother.
I started in the ministry in 1965. And it's a whole different world today to what it was then.
Amen, brother.
I believe it's 5 or 10 times harder to get people interested in the house of the Lord today than it was in that day and time.
True.
But I do read in this book where that it said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
Hasn't changed one bit.
Right, Brother Keith. Amen.
You know, in the eyes of the Lord, there's only two kinds of people, the saved and the lost. That's it.
God bless you.
This business of I belong to this movement or that movement.
Take your time, brother.
That's of people.
Amen.
That's right, amen.
But in the eyes of the Lord, you're either saved or you're lost this morning. I covet your prayers this morning. I want you to know that this thing is from the Lord. And it's something you have to make up in your own mind.
That's right.
The book of Ephesians tells us to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
That's right.
And if you're here this morning and the Lord is dealing with you, nobody can do it for you. You've got to make the move yourself. Your wife or your husband can't do it, your children can't do it.
That's right.
Jesus said that no man could come to him except the Spirit of his Father would draw him.
That's right.
Now, I'm old-fashioned.
God bless you, brother.
I believe you've got to be drawn by the Spirit.
That's right.
And I believe you have to be under conviction before you can get saved. You just don't decide, I'm coming to this church and get saved this morning. The Spirit of the Lord has got to be drawing you.
That's right.
It's got to be something between you and you and him alone.
God bless you, preacher.
And you know exactly where it is with you this moment. You know, if you left here today and started home, you know whether or not that you could be saved or not.
God bless you, Brother Keith. God bless you, Brother.
You know exactly where you stand at.
That's right.
And I want to say this to you this morning, children. God can take care of every problem you've got.
Amen.
If you lay it at the foot of the cross.
God bless you, preacher.
Now, let me say this to you. The Lord might not give you religion like your mother God, father God.
Yeah.
But it's a personal thing between you and Him.
That's right.
And you know exactly where you stand at this morning. I'm going to try my best to bring this point and this thought over to you today. But whether you make a move this morning or whether you don't, it's up to you. And I want to say this to you this very morning. It taught me something like, I think about 3 or 4 days and nights in an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival.
Amen.
I was under conviction.
Amen.
I was under so much conviction, children, till I hardly knew where I was at.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Godly song.
I come in from work, and Ella May said, are we going to church tonight? And I'd fought her so hard for years. And I said, well, yeah, maybe tonight.
Listen.
You know, that preacher was getting down where I was living at.
Oh, yeah.
And that a little girl, 7 years old, got up and sung the song of Born to Serve the Lord. I want to say this to you this very day. It's a personal thing. If you're here and you're lost this morning, it's between you and the Lord.
Right.
And I don't care how hard the people praise or this preacher comes after you, the decision is yours.
Listen.
Now, if you want to leave here this morning happy,
listen.
If you want to leave this morning from this church and be free, it's up to you. I want you, if you would, this morning to turn with us to probably the most famous passage of Scripture in the Old Testament. The Lord only knows how many people have recited this. You know, David was a man that... I believe he had 7 brothers. And you know, the first king that Israel had went by the wayside. God had a man by the name of Samuel. And he told Samuel, he said, I want you to go to Jesse's house in Bethlehem, Judea. And he said, I want you to anoint the son king.
That's right.
Samuel looked them all over, children, and he couldn't find any that fit the bill. The Spirit didn't lead him. Finally, he said to Jesse, he said, if you got another son, he said, I've got a lad that's on a journey, errand for me. Many people say that Jesse was a little reddish-complected, maybe red-haired little fella. You know, when he come in, Samuel knew that was the one.
Right.
Let me say this one thing to you. God knows what he's doing this morning. Do you hear me? He knows exactly what he's doing. You know, the Lord knows where every one of you is at this morning. If you're a faker, he knows that. If you're a hypocrite, he knows that.
That's right.
And I'm here to say this to you this morning. Jesse, David, put in 7 years, I believe, at Hebron.
Yeah.
And another 33 years in Jerusalem.
That's right.
And I want to read to you Psalms 23 this morning. This is something that's often read at funerals and stuff, and things of this nature, but there's much to be got from it.
That's right.
He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, Amen. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me."
Amen.
Verse number 5. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life."
Yes.
"And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Yes.
6 verses. Yes. David's way of living and his people's way of living was sheep.
That's right.
And you know, a shepherd's job was to watch out for the flock.
Yes.
He was there with that rod and that staff to protect them. And I want us for just a little while, if we could, I don't know how much we'll work from this, but take close attention to verse number 3.
Mm-hmm.
"He restoreth my soul."
Amen.
I want to tell you something this morning, children. When you were born into this world and your mom and dad had you there, you depended on them. They was everything. And you know what? You were just as innocent as anything could be. Just as pure as anything could be. And you know, whatever mom and dad told you, you believed it and you thought it was the truth.
Amen.
Now, let me say this to you this morning. There come a time when you begin to understand things better and you begin to come to the point of knowing right from wrong.
That's right.
In other words, there come a day when you wasn't as innocent as you had been. There come a time whenever you realize that you was liking something. You know, me and my wife had 2 children. My oldest one is 54, and my youngest one is 42. And you know that one born with 42, she was born without a right hip socket. Now, let me say this to you this morning, children. It's very important how that a child is born into the world. You know, in other words, if they've got bad health problems to start with, you've got a something ahead of you. All that little girl had ever known was to be wrapped in that blanket and took to the church where I pastored over in Shively. And you know, that little girl went through the card classes and she went through all of these different things. And you know, there come a time when she was 12 years old, I'd got my clothes on and sat down there in the dining area, put my shoes on. And that little girl come and put her arm around me.
Yes, you preach.
And she said, "Daddy, I'm lost."
Yeah. Lord.
I'm lost. She'd never done nothing bad. But let me say this one thing to you. There was a man that come to the Lord at night one time.
Yeah.
And you know that man asked of the Lord what he had to do. The Lord told that man, he said, "You must be born again."
Right. Yeah, man.
I don't care how good a person you are, and I don't care how faithful you've been and how true you are. There comes a day and there comes a time when you realize you are separated from God.
Yeah, man. Good preaching.
Now, let me say this to you this very, very day. I start in the church. I pastored 8 different churches in my life. I'm 76. But I want to tell you something, children. I said to my little girl, 12 years old, I said, honey, who do you want? She said, I want my sister.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something this morning. It might shake you up if you know how many people had their eye on you and how you live.
Amen.
They may be a little lost boy or girl somewhere in your neighborhood that's got their eye on you. And they're trying to determine, are you what you claim to be?
Right.
I'm here to say this. I pastored the first church I ever pastored. Oh, they dearly loved that song called My Lord Keeps a Record.
Yeah.
He keeps a record. Yes, did you know it? Did you know the Lord knows how many times you prayed this week?
Yeah, that's right.
The Lord knows whether or not you said something you shouldn't have.
That's right, brother. Amen, brother.
I want to tell you something, children. You're not going to heaven to live a Christian life. You better be living one here.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Bible says over there that we will stand before Him speechless.
Right.
Speechless. Yeah. Think about that. And you know, my companion, I lost her about 1 year and 4 months ago. I don't think I ever know of a person that lived any straighter, truer, strict life than she did.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If you live for God and you stand for God and you walk the straight and narrow way, you're going to have some power about you. Do you hear me this morning?
Amen.
But you know, I don't think I've ever known a person that's any stricter in the life they live than my youngest daughter. She's exceptional.
Glory to God.
I'm here to say this one thing to you this morning. If you want to know what kind of a person I am, go ask some lost person that lives around me there. Don't ask one of these lukewarm church members, but ask somebody that watches my life every day.
Amen.
He restoreth my soul.
Yes, He does.
There isn't but one thing, sinner, that can cover your sins, and that is the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Did you hear me this morning?
Yeah.
I'm here to say this to you this very day. You couldn't keep from falling from grace if you're here and you're lost this morning. I don't care if you're the camped in this amen corner all of your days. There comes a time when we are separated from God.
Yeah.
Did you hear me today?
Right. Lost without Him. Amen.
I've thought difference of times about when I first made a change. Preacher, I was 29 years old. 29 years old. I had as filthy a mouth as a human being could have.
Amen, Brother Keith. Amen.
My wife would beg me, let's go to church. We've got a little girl here that needs to be in church. I'd try to figure out ways every time before a revival got going. Lord, I've drove 300 or 400 miles on Sunday to keep from going to church. Did you ever hear of somebody like that? Did you ever see them kind that would take a headache that was awful on Sunday morning, but they didn't have it any other day of the week? There's a lot of people that has these Sunday morning sicknesses.
Yeah.
God can see right through them.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I'd come up with that. I don't feel good.
Bless Him, Lord.
My oldest daughter come around one Sunday morning. She said, "Daddy, we're going to church. Are you going to have another headache this morning?"
Amen.
It was time to hunt another excuse. That one wasn't working.
Amen.
An old man lived across the street, was one of the meddling kinds, you know. He would come over and tell my wife, "Now we're starting a revival such and such a time," and she'd remind me, "Lord have mercy, God, I thought, old man, ain't you got something else to do?" She did bug me to death. You know, I try to figure out a way not to go to church.
Yeah.
Let me say this one thing to you, children. I love that old song, "I'd rather be an old-time Christian," Lord, "than anything I know." You know, one of these days when you're pressing that dying pillar, that's going to be one of the most wonderful thoughts you've ever had.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I decided I wanted to get some work done on my car.
Amen.
I went up there, and I don't know, I think I smoked about 2 packs of cigarettes, drunk 3 or 4 Cokes, ate 2 or 3 hamburgers, and all of that. People, I was in as much trouble. I just like I was sitting on an electric hot plate.
Yeah.
That man had that drive shaft out of that thing and fixing to put a U-joint in it, and I said, "Put it together." He said, "I ain't through." I said, "I am. Let's go home. I want to go home." Got home, and Ella May said, "What are you doing back?" I said, "I'm going to church."
Oh, amen, Brother Keith. Amen.
Let me tell you something. We need some of them old Holy Ghost,
yeah,
God-filled people to pray under you, yeah, hear me. You can pray the conviction power down if you get down to business.
Amen.
Quit playing games. Get down to business with God.
Amen.
She said, "Oh, don't do me this way." I said, "Well, I'm going now. I'm going, whether you going or not."
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Let me tell you something, children. I went to church that night, didn't go to the altar. An old preacher come back and I fought him off. Lord, have mercy. That was on Thursday. I went back to work the next day, and I went to that back to that revival that night.
Amen.
Man, I was under conviction. Do you hear me? She sent me to the store to get some groceries. I bought dog food. We didn't even have a dog.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, brother. We need the power of God in the middle of this thing. Do you hear me this morning?
Amen.
Old time Holy Ghost conviction power.
Amen.
That woman had never ever seen me shed a tear. Jesus shed tears.
Oh, yeah.
Paul said one time, he said for the space of 3.5 years, he said, "I cease not to warn you night and day with tears."
Yeah.
Children, I put in 46 years of studying this book. I might not remember your name, but I'll remember what's in this book. Lord, have mercy. Went home that night, and there was an old-fashioned Holy Ghost Christian on her hands and knees, going from the bathroom to the bedroom to the kitchen, back then to on her hands and knees of praying. Lord, don't let that man get away. James said, "The affection of the first prayer of a righteous man availeth much." I want you to tell me this morning, children. God hears that righteous prayer. Don't you think He don't? Well, there was an old man prayed for the Lord the whole rain, didn't he? Remember that?
Yeah.
It was 42 months. They didn't have a drop of water. God heard that prayer.
Amen.
But you know, we went back to church that night, Friday night. I went back to a prayer service at that church on Sunday morning or Saturday morning. Saturday night. Lord, I wore the floor out.
Bless you, Lord.
The Lord said, if you'll go pay back 3 people you stole 60 cents from, I'll talk to you.
Amen.
You're not going to heaven to be a Christian. You better be one here.
Amen.
You know, we drove 600 miles that Saturday night.
Bless him, Lord.
Hunted up a teacher where she lived at that loaned me 20 cents to buy my lunch.
Bless him, Lord.
Let me tell you something, children. When God saves your soul, He will take care of your pocketbook too.
Heaven.
You'll pay what you owe.
Heaven.
You'll pay the Lord what you owe Him.
Heaven.
You know, if a lot of people, preacher, paid the Lord what they owed Him, they wouldn't take a paycheck for a month or two. There was an old man one time that put the night in asleep with a rock under his head. Do you remember him? Yes, sir. That old man prayed all night long, and he watched angels going up and down the ladder to heaven. When he arose the next morning, oh, he said, this surely is the house of God. Oh, let me tell you something, children. Does the Lord keep a record of your prayers? You better believe He does.
Right.
There was an angel in the book of Revelation that had a vow. And you know, John said there, he said, those were the prayers of the people. Let me tell you something, children. When you get out in the business with God, He'll get out in the business with you. Did you hear me this morning? We're talking about restoring your soul. Oh, I'm here to say this to you. Oh. They don't much care to hear me anymore, but that's all right. I'd rather sit out here on the stump and shake hands with the bushes than to fool with the devil. You hear me this morning? I believe in the Word of God.
Yeah,
I believe in living it.
Yeah.
You know, He said, by the Word,
right.
Either by the Word we'd be justified or by
right.
the Word we'd be condemned. Do you hear me this
yeah.
morning? You are going to be judged by this book here. Do you hear me today?
Yeah. Not my bread alone,
but you know, run that gerbil, go visit somebody and hope they wouldn't be at home. I hope that woman wouldn't be at home, her family. Her husband come to the door in Jamestown, Kentucky. He said, what do you want? He said, my God, it's Sunday morning, man. Why are you waking me up? I said, I'm trying to get right with the Lord.
Listen.
And I owe your wife 20 cents.
Let
me tell you something, brother. God can open up doors that you didn't even know was there.
That's right.
That man bawled and cried.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, I belong to the Christian church here in Jamestown. He said, if half of what we've got over there would do what you're doing, we could have us a church.
Amen.
I'm here to say this one thing to you, children. I've thought about that difference of times. I hit that altar in that old church up there in Holland Park, in that altar, before I got settled down on that ass of trying to get right. They was 6 members out of the choir come and hit that brill of that altar like a ton of brick. You can't sing down a revival if you got the devil in you. You hear me this morning?
Amen.
I'm here to say this to you this morning, children. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than to own Adair County and everything in it. Do you hear me this morning? Pastor said, go home and read the 3rd and 4th chapter of St. John. started across back over there into King Taylor where we lived at. There was a voice said to me, see, honey, I didn't know anything about the devil till I got saved. He didn't bother me till I become a Christian. I didn't even know he existed.
Amen.
When you cross the devil's path, he's going to let you know it. Do you hear me this morning? When you cross his path, he's going to let you know all about it. You know, I bet it would be embarrassing this morning if each and every one in this church this morning had to stand up and tell how many minutes you put in prayer this week. I know that don't go good. I know that don't. How many of you prayed for this pastor this week? How many of you really got down to business and say, Lord, help our pastor? Let me say this one thing to you. Do you know a pastor can tell who's done their homework?
Oh, yeah.
Sure can. It shows up. I'm not bragging. Don't mean that. But Margaret, I never start no day that I don't put in a rustler's file talking to the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't nobody there no more but me.
Bless you.
And a big blue Russian cat. I don't know. I guess sometimes he thinks I'm crazy. I want to say this one thing to you. I'll never be able to repay the Lord for what he's done for me.
Amen.
Did you know a fellow named David I read about here this morning in the 116th Psalms? He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefit toward me?
Amen.
He said, how can I sing the songs of the Lord in a strange land? In the 137th Psalms, he said, we hang our hearts upon the willows and we wept when we remembered Zion.
Right.
Heard a little blind woman one time in a revival I was at over at Old Union, over in Greene County. And that little woman, Lord, could she ever sing? But you know, she quoted the 37th Psalm for us one night there. That's where David said, for I was young, but now I'm old.
Yeah.
But he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging bread. Let me tell you something, children. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Let me tell you something, sinner. You just don't realize what you're missing.
Amen.
You just don't realize what you're missing. All of us are living far below our privileges in the Lord. You know, there was a man over in that Old Testament. His name was Elijah.
Yeah.
And you know, he stood for God and he stood for the truth. See, you Bible readers already know this. Did you know there's only two men in the Bible that never tasted death? They was taken to heaven. And you know, this fella here was taken to heaven in a whirlwind. And there was another fella by the name of Enoch. That man was translated when he was 365 years old. I'll tell you something. God come down and he walked with that man every day. There come a day, according to the writer in the book of Hebrew. He said, there come a day when God come down and he said, Enoch, I'm not going to leave you today. I'm going to take you back with me. But you know, old Elijah prayed for the rain to be held. Man, that ground began to dry. Big crops come in it, you know. And God told him, he said, I want you to go to the brook called Cherith.
Right.
And he said, I have instructed the raven birds to feed you.
Yeah.
And you know, they brought that old man something to eat every day.
You're right.
And whenever the brook went dry, he said, I want you to go to Zarephath Sidon. And he said, there's a widow woman down there, and she's going to sustain you.
Right. You're right, preacher.
Whenever he got in to that Zarephath Sidon, there was that widow woman. She was gathering sticks up. Oh, she said, I'm going to make up the last bit of meal or a whole cake of bread for me and my son. He told her, he said, go ahead, but make me one first.
You're right.
You know, sometimes people forget to give the Lord his part.
You're
did
right.
you know that?
Well said.
They forget to give him his part.
Yeah.
And you know what? That old man stayed with that woman, I think, for better than 3 years.
Yeah.
And Margaret, honey, they were still meal in that barrel when he left. I'm here to say this one thing to you. If God's on your side, who's going to stand against you?
Yeah.
I'm here to say this to you this morning. When he made his way back to the land of Canaan, the first person he met was that old wicked king, Ahab.
Yeah.
He was the husband of that awful woman called Jezebel. And you know, old Ahab said to him, he said, art thou he that troubleth Israel? He said, no, but you and that daddy of yours has, and that woman.
Amen.
I'm here to say this one thing to you, children. I don't care what you've got wrong with you today. I don't care what you've got. God's got the remedy for it. Do you hear me this morning?
Amen.
You know, the Lord mercifully saved me. Oh, my God. I went to work the next day, Brother Idol. I thought everybody would be happy about it. Oh, no. No, no. When you get an old-fashioned Holy Ghost Christian in the group, it messes the apple cart up.
Right.
Did you know that?
Hey,
boy. Boy, they begin to let me have it.
Amen.
First old woman I met was one that me and her nearly fit 3 years before. I believe that woman could cuss and use God's name in vain the most of anybody I'd ever seen. I walked up to that time clock. Lord, I just didn't know what I was in for.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And you know, one voice said, don't fool with her. Then there's another voice said, go tell her what the Lord's done for you.
Amen. Go tell her what great things the Lord's done.
You know what the book of James says to do with the devil? Says to resist him and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. But you know, I walked up to her and I said, Maribel, I want to tell you something happened to me yesterday. She said, what?
Yeah.
I said, I got saved yesterday. She said, you what? I said, I got saved. She said, what do you mean? I said, I prayed too, and I got forgiveness for the life that I'm leading.
Right.
And I want to ask you to forgive me this morning. I turned around, preacher, and that old woman, the tears were pouring out of her eyes. Let me tell you something. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Right.
That's the only thing that will set you free. You know, a little while up in that morning, here come a fella with a round paper sack full of screws and bolts and stuff. I had me a pretty good collection. You know, a lot of people think they can steal off of their employer and it'll be all right. It's still stealing.
Right.
The Word of God says, thou shalt not steal.
Right.
And you know, oh Lord have mercy, I was too weak. You know what was going on? That devil is alive. Did you hear me this morning? That devil has got his eye on you.
Oh, yeah.
And that devil knows just exactly when to hit you.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And he knows how to hit you.
You're right.
The devil knows how strong you are. Do you believe that?
That's right. You're right.
I took that sack of bolts and screws and throw them behind the locker in the washroom. I won't have to fool with them. Lord, have mercy. I felt like a Mack truck had run over me in a little bit. See, that's what happens when you don't come clean. Are you hearing me? That's, you see, you might hide everything, but you can't hide it from the Lord. The Lord knows just exactly. You know what he said he'd do? The Lord said that he wouldn't let anything be put upon you beyond that you could bear. Think about that. And, you know, I said to my supervisor, I said, I want to go home. He said, are you sick? I said, yes, I just don't feel good. Well, he said, go down and see the nurse. I said, Lord, have mercy, that nurse can't help me. There's a lot of people today, preacher, that's running these doctors wild.
True.
Lord, give me, doctor, give me some nerve medicine. I'm so depressed in all of this.
Yeah, you're right.
All in this world's wrong with them is they need to repent.
That's right.
Repent.
How true. Amen.
And get in line with the Lord. And you know what? When they got down on their knees, the Lord would be listening for them. You know, the Lord knows your heart this morning. Do you know that? You can't hide a thing from the Lord. They may be people here this morning that think you've got something hid from the Lord. No, no. The Lord knows all about you this morning. One time, I was a pastor in a church up in Cincinnati, Ohio, back in the early 70s. And Sister Margaret, every sermon that a fella sitting on the front bench, he was one of the South Kentucky Association preachers. You know what he'd say to me? He'd say, I was a preaching before you was born. I got tired of hearing that. Finally, I said, if the Lord's got a seniority list, I've never seen it.
Amen. That's right.
Let me tell you something. The devil's after everybody if he can get them.
That's right.
But you know, I found out a little later what was going on. That preacher owed that church, Margaret, several hundred dollars and wouldn't pay him. I wouldn't give you a dime a dozen for anybody that won't pay their debts.
Amen.
But you know, when I got home, everybody said, what in the world is wrong? You were so happy this morning. I couldn't tell that woman. I couldn't tell her. I was ashamed. Finally, she said, go see Brother Wheeler, an old-fashioned Holy Ghost preacher over in Holland Park. I got over there and hummed and hawed. He said, we're wasting time. He said, let me know what you've done.
Amen.
Finally, I told him what happened. What? He said, you've had your first meeting with the devil. And said, he got the best of you. Now, let's get down here and pray.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, children. If there's anything lacking today, preacher, it's prayer. It's prayer. Prayer.
Always pray, not fighting.
You know, me and my companion, children, we've been married 54 years, 1 month, and 1 week. I woke up the morning, and she was standing beside of our bed, and she was just a mutter and a mumbling. I thought, oh my God. And you know, got up and we got her to the hospital, and in spite of everything we could do, she had had a stroke, and she had meningitis. Lord, have mercy. Brother Jim Goff told me a number of times, he said, if Ella May prayed for a tree to fall, he said, I'd sure get out from under that tree.
Amen. Amen.
You know, for the next 4+ years, I fed that woman every bite she did.
Amen.
I took care of her like a baby.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy, God. It bothers me when I see these couples separating and divorcing and all. I want to tell you something, brother. When me and that woman married, it was in the sight of God that you hear me this morning. Old Jacob had to work 14 years for his two wives. I wish some of these dudes had to work for their wives, don't you? I believe it would break some of this up.
Yeah.
I thought more of that woman the day she died than Abraham. I was a pastor in a church in Greene County. Had a 98 model Ford E150 van, customized. I had a lift put in that van. Sometimes she'd wake up from morning and cry for a half a day or longer, scream. It was time to go preach that Sunday morning. Had to get her breakfast, had to get her ready. Finally got her loaded up in the van. We started down 65. I'm talking about screaming at the top of her voice. Pulled into the parking lot over here at Hodgensville to save a lot. Took a bottle of Pepsi back there and something to eat and begged and pleaded with her and couldn't get her quiet. I said, Lord, what in this world am I going to do when I get to the church? Went all the way through the little place called Mount Sherman. You all know where it's at. Just before I started over that hill into Greene County, I said, Lord, you give me a message to preach. I've got a church, I've got a class to teach this morning. I'm going to have your help.
Bless you, preacher. Amen.
Prayer, children. Prayer. Do you hear me this morning? If you've got a clean, pure heart in you this morning, God hears you when you pray. Do you hear me this morning? God help you if you pray and it ain't going nowhere. I said, Lord, you've got to help me. Preacher, if I fall dead right here, in 5 minutes that woman was graveyard quiet. For 5 1/2 hours, I never heard one peep out of her till I got back in Jefferson County at Smyrna Road. Let me tell you something, children. When I pray, God hears me this morning. God help you if you haven't got that close a relationship with the Lord.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
I'm here to say this to you. I have people calling all the time, would you remember this or that in prayer, you know. Let me tell you something, children. I read where this man Peter said in this Bible, you've read it, where that he said to grow into the grace and knowledge of the Lord. A lot of people reminds me of these old wasps that you see a flying around. They're bigger when they're born than they ever are afterwards. A lot of people in church has never grown a bit in the Lord. They're still just a little weak, feeble thing. Preacher, you know what makes cause people to get stronger and grow more? The things the devil does to them. When the devil is tempting you and aggravating you and bothering you, and you're calling on the Lord in prayer, that's when you are growing. Did you hear me this morning? There's a lot of people in the church that don't bother the devil much because they don't bother him. When you cross the devil's path, he's going to let you know it. He'll let you know it. I'm here to say this to you, children. I'd rather sit out here on the stump and shake hands with the bushes than to compromise with the devil. You hear me this morning? As a pastor in a church in 70, 69, I was shaking hands with the folks when they're leaving over in Chidley. woman looked me in the eye and she said, when are you going to quit preaching to the church? I said, when people like you get where you belong, I won't have to, will I?
Amen.
Let me tell you something this morning, children. That's what we need today. We need men that's not afraid to preach. Do you hear me today? God help that man that's got enough backbone to stand up and tell it like it is. Oh, I'm here to say this to you. I'm 76. I know I've got a lot more behind me than I've got in front of me. I know that. I know I need to lose about 75 or 100 pounds. I know that. It's not easy done. But it's my fault that I'm this heavy. I ain't going to try to blame somebody else. But you know, I'm here to say this one thing to you this morning, children. This is the fifth Sunday, and that's why that I'm free. I thank them, the world and all of this couple, Margaret and Melvin. These people have meant everything to me. My wife thought there was nothing like them. And I'm here to say this to you. Whenever you get on the devil's path, he's going to get after you. And if it's necessary, he'll tell a few lies on you.
Oh, yeah. The keys of the brain. Amen.
I'm here to say this to you this very, very day. There's a church within about a mile of where I live. I'm telling you something. One Sunday morning, I was just driving by there. I saw two women going into that church that had shorts on it, four threads that had broke. They'd been as naked as a jaybird. And they were going right on into that church. Welcome them in there. You know what? A woman asked me one time if I thought it was a sin to wear shorts. I said, well, would you want them on as you're dying? Lord, no. Well, get them off. I wouldn't want to be doing nothing, preacher, that I wouldn't want the Lord to see me doing it. You know it? And I'm here to say this to you. I've said this, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Take the money out of the pulpit, and you'd soon find out who the preachers was.
Right.
You believe that?
Oh, yeah.
You'd soon find out who the real preachers was. Here stands a man before you might never, ever come back this way again. But I want to tell you something, children. I believe in a God called ministry.
Amen.
And I believe unless God has called a man, he ain't going to do much. Do you hear me? I've seen fellas and I've known them that could hardly recognize their name if it was wrote down in front of them. I've seen them that couldn't have wrote a red if they wanted to. But man, they could preach to
them.
I'm here to say this to you. You know, Jesus said that all power in heaven and earth was in his hands. You know that?
Yeah, right.
He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
Right.
Neither hath it entered into the hearts of man what God hath in store for them that love him. And I'll just tell you, we used to have an old woman over here in Russell County. She was an old-fashioned Methodist. And if that old woman heard that song, I'd rather be an old-time Christian. She'd shout in the middle of the square in Columbia and wouldn't even bat an eye doing it. I'm here to say this to you. I'm not ashamed of it.
Amen.
You know, he said that if you was ashamed to confess him before men,
right.
He said, I'll be ashamed to confess you before my heavenly Father.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You know, when I got saved, I wouldn't have cared if the governor had been there. Lord have mercy. I'm here to say this to you this very day, children. It's been good to be here. I don't go beyond the Spirit when the Lord says enough's enough. That's it. But I thank you for having me this day or letting me preach. And I want to say this to you this morning. I don't know you. They might not even be a sinner in this house. I don't know. But if you're lost and you know that you're without God and without hope, right here's the remedy for your problems. Right here. I can't do it, but I'll tell you what can do it is whenever you say, Lord, I'm tired of this feeling.
Amen.
I want to give it up.
Amen.
You know, it means something to wake up of a morning, look towards that ceiling, and know that if you don't live through that day, right, you've got a better home awaiting. You know that?
Yes.
Lord, have mercy, yes. You know what? I want to tell you something. I don't need justice. I need mercy.
Yeah.
I need mercy. I don't know about you, but you know, I want to thank you something. Tell you this morning, I thank the Lord for His mercy. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know,
new every morning.
I live with good music. I'll tell you, I'm sitting to sit there. I've got a boombox right there on my table. And I'll play some of them old-fashioned songs. My children sang a song in church called I'm Gonna Walk Them Streets in Glory Someday.
Amen.
You know, let me tell you something, children. Before I got saved, I'd be down there at my father-in-law's and Wilton's department store here in Columbia. We'd put on a program of the Chuck Wagon Gang on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I'd slip up there and get in that car and listen to them. You know, preacher, I said, if I ever get saved, I want to see them people. And you know, they come to Louisville and sung at the Brown Theater there on Broadway. They come out there and they look like four or five people that just come out of the backer patch. He says, I'm Roy Carter. Amen. He said, we're the Chuck Wagon Gang from Fort Worth, Texas. I hope we sing something you like. Mm. And they took off on our flyaway. Let me tell you something, brother. I like them old songs like a lot of them. Life's Railway to Heaven. Lord, I get fed every time I hear that. And you know, this late singer, Patsy Cline. Lord, I'd rather listen to that woman sing Just a Closer Walk with Thee. What a voice. I'm here to see. I believe one of the prettiest songs I ever heard was Elvis Presley singing In My Father's House Are Many Mansions. You know, if I'm ever making again, be the thing between me and the Lord this morning. I live what I preached to you this morning.
Yeah.
If you're here and you're lost, come to this altar. I'd love to pray with you today. I'll guarantee you the Lord will take care of your problems if you'll come.